I'm Daniel Britt, and on the phone with me right now is Brian Free of Brian Free and Assurance, and we're going to be with the group this Sunday evening at Second Baptist Church in Griffin, Georgia. Brian, it's good to have you on the phone, and it's good to have you here on New Life FM.
Thank you, Daniel, very much. It's good to talk to you.
Now, your days, in my recollection, go back to Gold City, and is that sort of on the beginnings pages of Brian Free and Assurance?
Yeah, actually, it is. It's that was my first full-time professional position in gospel music, and started back a long time ago, enough years ago. I don't care to to mention how many, but it's been. Actually, I was 18 when I was hired with Gold City, and that's been a long time ago. And yeah, it was my first. I was there for almost 13 years, and then started this group 10 and a half years ago. Started Brian Freed Insurance.
Now, Brian Freed Insurance has been through a trio phase and a quartet phase, and what are you most comfortable with?
Well, I mean, we started off trio, which was more than anything basic, simple economics. It's just less people, less financial worries. So, I mean, that was, and when you start something off, you definitely want to be money conscious and be careful. So that was, I would love to have started off quartet and been quartet the whole time, but that was not, you know, it wasn't feasible. So we started off and tried to build it as it went. But I'm always been and always will be a quartet man. I just love the four part harmony. When it's done right, I just, I don't know. There's nothing like it to me. It just, everything comes together in such a wonderful way, which I guess I grew up, you know, listening to that. So it was, harmony has always been something very special to me.
And you're carrying on that tradition these days with Brian Free and Assurance, and you're traveling a lot and doing some great new songs as well as some old classics. I've gone to your website and listened to a lot of those clips from that those albums that you try to, it seems like, to do at least one. If it's not an old song, it sounds like an old song.
Yeah, we do. We try to incorporate, there are a lot of great, wonderful new songs that come out every day, and then there's also, I mean, a lot of great, wonderful old songs that I don't know, there's an art to it. Even modern day writers will tell you that they don't write them like that anymore, and it's just I don't know, they're different, they're fresh, even though some of them are 40, 50, 60 years old. We go back and do some of those so that our crowd, when they listen to us, we try to appeal to all age groups in everything that we do. I mean, even if we do an older song, we do it, you know, we do it where the younger people or middle-aged people will like it, and it won't be something that it will narrow it down to one particular group of people.
And you're saying that, reminding me of this, and you don't have to tell me how old you are, but I'm just going to tell you that your group looks like a youthful group.
I mean, thank you very much.
You guys look like you have that spirit of freshness about you. What is your desire, and how does Brian Free and Assurance preserve that great old tradition of Southern gospel in today's environment?
Well, Daniel, I have to say that our desire, truly, without being this sounding like an old cliche or something that's been used many times, and it has, truly, our heart's desire is to let the Lord use us on whatever level, whatever capacity that He wants to use us in. We just want to be. We enjoy what we do. We all love what we do. We know that we've been called, each one of us individually, to do what we do, and we just consider it an honor to be able to spread the message, the word of God in song. But more than anything, we want to see people changed through the message. We want to see people saved. We want to see lives changed. We want to see Christians encouraged and lifted up and reminded of the promises that are in the word of God. We want to see lives changed through the message, and we're just messengers. So it's not anything that we're doing. It's just that's the fact that we're carrying the message of Jesus Christ, and as His Word says, His Word will not return void. Even when some people may not want to hear what is said in a song, they still hear it, and the Holy Spirit's able to work with them, hopefully. And so, more than anything, that's what we try to do. And as far as keeping it fresh, we are young. I mean, the oldest. I'm the oldest individual in the group, and I'm only 41. So we are young. We go from 41 to down to 19. Our piano player is 19. So my oldest son Ricky is 21 years old. He's a drummer in our band. So we have a wide variety of ages in the group. But like you said, we are still relatively young. I consider myself young. So
sure, yeah.
I'm gonna stay that way.
Absolutely.
as long as I can.
Project-wise, what's the latest release that you've put out? Are you working on anything new? What's the latest on it?
The latest project that is out is entitled Greater Still, and that is that's our newest project. We have another one in the workings that will be out in January. It is a January release for the Christian bookstores. We just recorded it, a live project. We recorded it in New York City, in Queens, New York, at the Christ Tabernacle. For everybody who's followed gospel music in any genre, in any level of any style, is familiar with Christ Tab and Brooklyn Tab Choir.
Mm-hmm.
They're just two of the greatest, if not the two greatest choirs that's ever stepped in front of a microphone. And we recorded it there at Christ Tab Church. Christ Tab Choir is behind us, sang with us on three of the songs. When it comes out, it'll be on DVD and video and CD and cassette. So that's our newest project, and it'll be called Live in New York. And that won't be out until January. So we just finished that one, and we're very excited about that. But Greater Still, the project that we have now, very, very excited about the songs on it, too. It's just, and we have a new video on it. And so we've been busy. There's a lot of things coming out. We've been very, very busy over the last 6 to 8 months.
Sounds like it. Well, this next question is not an original question, but I just haven't figured out any other way of asking it. And getting the same answer that I want to get from you, and that's basically looking towards this Sunday night's concert. What can we expect when we go to see Brian Free and Assurance Sunday
night? Well, that's actually, it may be a question that's asked a lot and an older question, but it's one that I think should be asked about every individual. We just want people, to come and have church with us. We try our very best to lead in worship. It's not a show to us, as far as per se, just being shown, we have a good time. We enjoy. It's lighthearted. We have fun. It's not it's not like a wake at a funeral. We're not. It's not dead and dull and boring or anything like that. But it's, you know, we also try to make people forget about what may be taking place in their life, what the devil's trying to throw in their way, or what's happening at that particular time, and just focus on God, focus on what God can do, and focus on what's happening in their life and what God can do to fix, correct, heal, change, just everything. So we hope people will come expecting a blessing, that the Holy Spirit will be able to work in their life, and they will come ready to hear some music, ready to have some fun, ready to just enjoy a night of good Southern gospel music.
That will do.
Praise God.
Brian, thanks for talking to us, and we'll look forward to the concert Sunday.
Daniel, thank you very much.